So sometimes in the temples, people take some money and they do some, they ask something, they do some puja for us, something like some kind of worship. See, there are different ways of the basic principle. We understand that we offer something to Krishna, and in any relationship there is give and take. So we offer something to Krishna and Krishna gives something to us. So we want Krishna to come in our heart. So now we want to offer our heart to Krishna, so Krishna can enter into our heart. But in our heart is caught in so with so many things. So when we can't offer our heart to Krishna, we offer what is in our heart to Krishna. Now, what is in our heart? One thing that is prominently there is money. So when we offer money, the point is not so much to offer money. The point is to offer a part of our heart to Krishna. And by that, we give a place in our heart to Him. And so some people say that, you know, when I become financially strong, at that time I'll give a huge charity to Krishna. It's good, that intention, but charity is not just an activity. Charity is a mentality. That, you know, whatever I have, it all belongs to Krishna, so I should give a part of it to Him. So if we have little, from that we can give a small part. If we have a lot, from that we can give a part. So rather than focusing on the specific activity, we can focus on the principle. So now, yes, in some temples, now in what consciousness, say somebody is offering some money and somebody, some puja is being done, that consciousness can be entirely business-like, utilitarian. So the priest doing it may be in a very business-like mood. They're simply trying to get money. The people who are sponsoring the worship, they may also be thinking in a completely, as I said, karmakanda level, material religiosity. Or sometimes that those kind of practices may also be done in a devotional mood. Sometimes somebody may want to offer something to the Lord and then the puja is performed. For them, say somebody is in our family is sick and we do a say in Ugrinar Simha, puja is there, somebody is sick and please remove the obstacles. That's fine. The more than the form, the intent is important. So if devotees who are focused on trying to serve Krishna purely, if they are doing this, the pujaris are maybe pure devotees or at least aspiring pure devotees, they are striving for sadhana bhakti, then even if the external forms seem to be very mundane, there will be a strong bhakti thread underlying what is being done. And when we are doing it, if we see it as a, not so much as a way of, some people see worship or prayer as a way of almost like manipulating the Lord. You know, I do this and then I'll get Him to do this through this. We don't see it that way. We see it just as a way of expressing our devotion, our surrender to the Lord in an especially intensified way. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata, the parents of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had several children. Unfortunately, all the children passed away. At that time, infant mortality was very high. So, after that, what happened? Then, when it happened multiple times, they started worshipping the Lord with Govinda Kare, Vishesha Smaran, Vishesha Bhajan. They were doing special, more intense service to the Lord. And then they got Vishwarup and Vishwambar. They got these two glorious sons. So, it is natural that when there is some distress, there are some problems, there will be an intensification of devotion. And there can also be a prayer for relief from that particular grief. It's fine. As long as we don't make our relationship with Krishna restrict to that alone, and we don't make our relationship with Krishna conditional to the fulfillment of that particular desire, then these sort of situations and actions can be seen simply as forms by which we can intensify our relationship. Does that answer your question?